The only thing we've tested positive for is being thirsty. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yeah, we're here recording a little bit differently because I'm sick of how crappy this show sounds. For the next, that's a great way to open. Hey, if you're first time listening, welcome. This is the kind of crap I start out with, apparently.
Hover over the pause button.
Yeah. Several hundred episodes like, in, he tells us that we're trash.
Not you guys. I'm telling the freaking audio engineer of this show is trash. For the next couple hours, we're going to be hanging out with you, drinking some beers, and talking about those beers and what was happening in the last week of the craft beer world in our bubble, and what beers we are going to look out for this week. Our listeners are very cool. They will call us, leave us their own voicemails and their own little podcast that we can listen to. And whatever else we can come up with. We're just going to try to have some fun before the show.
Fun.
We're tailgating, try to figure out how to do a show. And I had opened up a personal crowler donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. Is called from Slice Beer Company, Sacramento area, Full Visuals with a Z. Hazy IPA 7.3. It's very nice.
Have we run out of beer names, so we're substituting letters now?
Yep. Now you got to start using Z's for S's and
X.
It's a very, very nice beer. Not overly hazy. It's right in the, just getting hazy, crossing over into the haze line ballpark.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Crossing the haze lines, ballpark. Man. Haze park.
Is that an unreleased Motley Crue song right there?
Yeah. That is a B-side. You never gotten that B-side, Motley Crue?
Crossing over the haze line.
Crossing over the haze line! What are you guys drinking right now?
I'm also drinking a Wazoo Corvette donated beer. Do you even zombie bro? And it's a double dry hopped double IPA.
Pat it.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
It was a looking out for. I might have had it. I don't know. I'm having it right now.
Is it all you'd hope for?
It is damn tasty.
All right. What do you have, Nick?
What? I am having a fire ants from Fontana donated beer, Boneyard RPM IPA.
One of the Garage Boys?
Garage Boys. Contains slightly sweet malted balanced.
The Garage Boy Gang.
Pacific Northwest hops. Yeah, the Garage Boys. They stopped in Fresno.
You don't want to mess with anybody from the Garage Boys, man.
Said, what's up? Have some beer.
That's good. That's good. We want to keep good relations with any Garage Boys.
GTFO. Yeah. It was, for an Oregon beer, not bad.
That's what any California brewer that wants to make like an Oregon-style beer, there's the name right there. For an Oregon beer, it's not bad.
It's not. This was 2012. This would be amazing.
You would drink it with your ballast point?
Oh, no. I was still drinking Ranger back then, sir.
Oh.
I didn't know who ballast point was.
Just who? Innocent little boy. Didn't know who ballast point was.
Do you guys see this new Belgium IPA? It's, oh, man.
Oh.
You better go buy some before it sells out. They're never going to make it.
I drink a beer called Ranger.
I was watching, or producer Becky and I are rewatching Breaking Bad right now, and we're in season two, I believe.
While you're podcasting?
Yeah, right now. We're doing it right now. We're watching it. Yeah. And
could you pay attention to the podcast, please?
It's a scene where Walt goes into a bar. He's supposed to be getting diapers, but he's in a bar. And he orders. What is usually in a movie or a TV show when somebody goes to the bar? What do they say to the bartender? Give me a what?
Give whiskey me a beer.
Yeah. So let's say beer. Like, what the hell does that mean? You go, hey, give me a beer. Well, so the bartender's just supposed to figure it out. But actually, Walter White actually says, give me a fat tire.
Wow. So
he orders a fat tire, a rare event on a TV show where they actually name an actual real beer and order it. I was like, whoa.
Did he look at the camera and wink?
He said fat tire. Yeah. It was, I was like the meme from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood of what's his name when he's got his drink and he's pointing at the TV. Hey, they said the name. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wow.
So we're all cut up, and that means we move on to the first segment of the show. Culture. Nick.
Hi.
Matt was gathering himself, so I was like, nah, let's let Matt gather himself. I'm going to go with Nick.
Perfect. So, not much for me other than I'll play into Mikey's rewatching Netflix shows because we've significantly blown through everything we're interested in.
Yep.
So let's go back to what we have watched already. So we start rewatching Portlandia.
Nice.
And I finally saw my first beer reference in the show.
Oh, how long did that take?
It was the first episode, so not long.
Oh, okay.
It was the scene where the punk kids meet in the bar and they know everybody. Oh, do you know John? Oh, I know John. Which John? But John Ivers or John Smith? Hmm. Oh, no, I know Ivers.
Okay, vaguely remember.
But then I lived in Seattle. So anyway, they go back and forth and they know everybody, but they don't know the beer delivery guy. So they chase him out the door. Hey, what's your name? Hey, look at us. And he turns around to look at them and gets hit by a car. Well, he was driving a Deschutes beer truck and it said Black Butte Porter on the side.
Whoa. That's funny because we went for a long time getting upset that that show didn't have a solid beer referencing or didn't have a brewer character as it should. You know, it's Portlandia. Should definitely had. They should have had a set of, you know, because they had about a solid maybe a dozen characters that they would sort of sit in on, would always sort of pop up regularly. They should have had a brewery, should have been a regular set. At least. I mean, just to get, like, I don't know. That's the one miss on that show was not having two brewers. Them being two brewers or something, or two taproom workers or something.
Yeah, they referenced microbrewing, but never a specific brand, I guess. So there's that. There's my TV culture, local culture. Things are closed again.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yep.
That's like, uh-huh.
Yep. So I know local talk.
Oh, local.
Statewide mandate, though. So
yeah, statewide talk.
No, I know we're not unique, but we are outside of our patio season now. And so everyone's like, boo-hoo. I'm like, yeah, okay, it's our fault for living in Fresno, but this is what it's like. So it's hot now.
Yeah.
The only option is
we're entering the dog days.
Yeah. So now you have these beautiful restaurants, these beautiful breweries that have spent all their hard work money adding air conditioning and fixing up the inside of their building.
Dummies.
Only to put circus tents outside in the parking lot and make you go, would you like a table, sir?
Yep. Easy ups.
Yep.
We've got a beer guard now. We've got two easy ups.
Fresno has now become Tent City with all the patios. Dressed up in the parking lot.
Like, I'm eating in a parking lot. Yeah.
The
Denny's by me.
Fancy.
The Denny's by me has the tents in the tables in the parking lot. I just drove by. I was like, man, I just don't need to eat at Denny's that bad to sit in the Denny's parking lot and eat.
That was like every restaurant in River Park. They had their normal patio. Then they had like 10x10 pop-ups.
Yeah. Add-on patio.
Yeah.
I saw Yard House had taken over their parking spots. They got
the circus tents.
Yeah, they got the expensive tents. Like, ooh, this is classy.
I'm just waiting for the pest control companies to go into business as a tent pop-up tent business.
They should. They get a little side hustle going. Right.
Yeah.
Like, no, you can't fumigate my house. I'm living here all the time.
So back to grocery store beer shopping for us.
Well, we can, we still got the takeout option, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're still good there. We still go pick up. And I
know. To any place with a meal.
I know. I felt like, before on 4th of July weekend, Reggie and I went and we correlated our picking up of beer so that we could see each other. Yeah. I haven't seen him in months, man.
From a distance.
And so you feel like we're just kind of hanging out on the sidewalk. So we're like, can we do this? Is this okay? Should we move along? Is Matt going to get mad because we're on the sidewalk out here in front of Tioga? Are we going to get in trouble? Are we congregating?
Yeah. You're going to start paintballing us? Or
do I have to get in line for food so that I can legally be here? So, like, should breweries be getting... Because right now, if you don't have food, you can't have people on a patio. Even, you know, Tioga has big, nice, open space for a beer garden. Zax has a big, nice, open space for a beer garden. But since... Mm-hmm. From what I understand, if you don't have food, you can't have people sitting down.
Correct.
So it's like, I feel like, I mean, if I'm a brewery, a winery or something, I can understand, because I'm all about this, if you got to close things, we got to close things, and everyone wear masks and all that. But it's like, if you are going to let people be on patios... Why, I can understand a brewery being pissed that, like, why can Yard House have people on their patio, but I can't have people on my patio just because there's technically food.
Technically.
The governor has acknowledged this, and he's basically just saying, like, rolling off his shoulder that people that go out for meals are not going out to congregate, basically.
Mm-hmm.
In a bar, you're going to be close together, you're going to drink, you're going to be less careful about rules. Meals, you go there for maybe an hour, you know who you're with. You're
no eating. Rules, I'm drunk.
No rules.
Yeah. So, it's been acknowledged, it's been asked.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I'm not the first one to bring this up? No, come on.
Do you not watch his press briefings?
No, I don't. I think he's doing fine. I'm just like, man, I got stuff to do. But, I understand that. We've talked about that before. It's like, and I think I've talked about with Josh on Fooling the Famous. You know, you're in a beer heavy or alcohol heavy place. You're going to be a little bit looser about things and be like, whatever, man, let's just start making out. COVID, smovid. But and I guess if food's there, you're going to be less less likely to get drunk, I guess, is the idea, which, well, it's pretty razor thin. But I don't think it's a bad, I don't think it's a terrible decision. You're probably right, but also it's sort of messed up at the same time. Especially when you're talking about breweries and instead of bar, like, I understand bar. Like, you can't have a bar in a parking lot. It doesn't really.
No?
No, it doesn't feel like as as mellow. Let's have a bar in a parking stall.
Oh, whiskey cokes on a hot day to get you through?
Whiskey cokes in your asphalt parking lot. Woo!
Yeah.
This is a bar. I'll
make a whiskey diet.
Look at it. Can somebody help me put this easy up? I'm terrible at putting easy ups up. Terrible at it. I'm getting a little bit better at it being a soccer dad and a cross country dad, because every weekend there's easy ups to take down and put up. It's easy ups all easy up weekend all day long. So you do acquire some skill at it, but I'm still not good at it.
Are you saying there's a need for an easier easy up?
Easier easy up. Yeah.
Easier easy up. Are you tired of putting up easy ups?
Are easy ups a pain in the ass? Now there's a better way. It's called an umbrella. It's called an umbrella. Your own personal easy up.
You think it's just for rain? Guess
what? Nope. I've been telling people Fresno needs to be an umbrella town, for sun.
Outdoor is called
parasols. Somehow in Latin America they figured this out. You'll see more umbrellas, for sunshade. But we can't do it here because it doesn't look cool, I guess.
That's just silly. That's an extra step. I'm already sweating. I don't need to open one more thing.
No, let the sun just jump in on all my skin and bring me all the cancer.
Perfect.
What else, Nick?
Burn me. That's all I get.
Sorry, yeah. Matt.
Yeah. There you go.
It was a slow news week.
That's really slow.
Anheuser-Busch InBev has named Golden Road co-founder Meg Gill as the new VP of marketing for its craft beer business division, the Brewers Collective.
Yeah. Cool.
They basically just said that she's been unassigned since 2015 when the breweries bought out. And they just kind of gave her a job.
She's been whiling away in the minor league system of their company. Finally, you know what? Let's give her a call up. Bring her up. Give her some sort of title so we can pay her some money, technically, I guess.
She will also continue in her founder advisory role in Golden.
Whoa.
That's what it was.
Whew, thank God. Golden Road will have its soul.
She will lead a team that oversees marketing efforts for the Brewers Collective 13 craft breweries, which is 10 Barrel, Breckenridge, Blue Point, Devil's Backbone, Elysian, Golden Road, Four Peaks, Goose Island, Harbosh, Platform, Wicked Weed, Veza Sur, and Virtue Cider.
Boom. All those mentioned, do not drink them, people. It's been a while, but I'll speak for myself. Still indie beer. 100%, bro.
Oh, man.
Still indie beer. I still don't opt to buy the corporate.
I think the same for me. I can't.
Just check. Just wanted to do a little check in case everyone was wondering. Still indie beer here.
Let's see a beer fridge photo.
I can do that.
Through the food.
I'm still waiting to get that indie Sculpin. Because I checked it a couple weeks ago, and it's the one in the market. It's in the cardboard six pack, and the indie label isn't on it. That cardboard, so I'm like, and then you can't see a date in there because of the freaking cardboard. So I'm like, I don't know if this is the right beer or not, man. So, and they didn't buy it. So just in case you're marketers for Ballast Point right now, I need to see, make sure that Indy logo gets on the cardboard.
So no, buy sticking, it. No sneaking a peek and then glue sticking it back together.
Dude, I thought about, like, I need to bring a glue stick in my pocket when I go into stores so I can be like,
is that glue stick?
I could never do that, like, you know, manipulate packaging before, but last week I went into Home Depot I was trying to get that one of those nuts for the sink, and I brought in the sink piece to see if everything. Yeah. So I started opening up packages to see if it'll fit, and then like, nope, that didn't fit, and put it back in the package, and then put it back on the shelf. I was like, man, it's COVID, dude. I gotta do this. I saved myself $6 from that. I was like, nope, that didn't fit. I was gonna buy it too. I was like, no, I'll buy this. What the hell?
$6.
I was like, no, let me check. I was like, no.
You saved yourself 15%.
Yeah.
15 minutes.
Oh, no. Here we go. Matt still got sponsors. Use the code BeardedBrewer87 at Matt checkout 20. At HomeDepot.com.
Save. Which leads me to my next. Say, guys, have you ever wanted a 1949 Chevy pickup that is valued at over $45,000?
Yeah.
Well, the... you know, there's a guy named Matt Noble.
This guy,
which is a 805 brand ambassador, has built a 49 Chevy pickup that Firestone Walker is going to raffle away. It features 805 styling, but no decals.
Oh.
So,
805 style. 805 styling, truck. But no, we didn't put the decals on yet.
Black truck, lots of chrome, on air ride. Stock looking wheels with white walls. Really beautiful looking truck. So I have entered to win it.
Oh. If anybody over there at the 805 brewery wants to give Matt a little bit of, put a little bit more balls in the thing there.
So 805beer.com, and you could find your way to enter.
Damn, he's it.
Lessening his chances to win.
Oh, that reminds me. We've got to figure out a different thing for 805 day. What would be, what's completely opposite of an 805? What would be the complete opposite thing to do on 805 day that not drink an 805? Drink a good beer?
Any good beer. Any beer at all. Oh, pastry stuff.
Hey, you have one of those.
I got two of those.
This is a future homework for voicemailers at social media. Give us what we should do on 805 day now.
Or what some of us would actually do on 805 day.
Because, you know. I
never participated in 805 day.
I kindly just pretended my phone didn't exist that day.
We were the only ones doing it, 805 day. Hey, Firestone, we're doing an 805 day. We're going to get all our listeners to drink 805 at the same time on 805. Here's Firestone Walker. Crickets, 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 yeah. Crickets, crickets. Sure. All right, cool. You guys are rad. Thanks for all your interactions over the years.
Big gulps, huh? All right.
Did not drink beer at all. Is that what Matt's saying?
Just don't drink. Yeah. Drink Slurpees.
No, that guy already has his podcast or blog.
There's Slurpee blog?
No, don't drink beer.
Oh,
Slurpee blog.
He's good. Matt, was that, are you good? We're good?
That's it.
Stone Brewing's doing a bit of marketing. They are, I don't know if you noticed or not, but they've been releasing upside down labels on a lot of their things. They didn't say anything about it for a while. They're just like, oops, we put stuff on upside down labels. Well, apparently it's a bit of marketing, and they're saying that it shines a light on all the mistakes made to date, which allows the company to make the best beer possible. So it's just sort of a reference to all the mistakes made before, and all those mistakes make now, you know, the more mistakes you make, the better you become. Failure Master Yoda says, failure is the great trainer, something.
If you stop stopping yourself, you can start starting yourself.
There you go. Yeah. Now I'm into it. Make a better self of myself real soon. Well, there you go. Let you know about that. If you see a stone label upside down, it's on purpose, okay? Don't go to the management. Don't ask for the manager.
Don't be like the earthquake guy. Anybody else feel that?
Hey, anybody feel that? Anybody feel that? Did you feel that?
Hey guys, it's hailing outside. Did you know that?
Did you guys know it's hailing? It's hailing outside my house.
Oh.
I heard once if you stop stopping yourself, you'd start
starting. I love gold.
Carpe diem, Mr. Winger.
What do you got? Who opened up beer?
I'm loving gold here. Okay. Don't freak out.
I'm going to freak out, dude.
It's a hate.
Wow, you're in that much trouble there. You're opening a haze.
I'm going to leave it in the can and ignore that it's hazy.
That's what he said.
If you can't see it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, so Golden Triangles from Slice. But I picked this one because it's pure Mosaic.
And it's also
8.2%.
You got me at Mosaic.
Those two will carry me through the haze.
They'll push through that haze and clear things up for you. Oh, mm-hmm. Straight out the can. I saw it.
I tell you. I'm telling you. Leave it in the can, no worries.
That's what all the good Christian kid couples, teenagers say.
Leave it in the can, kids. No worries. The alcohol doesn't leave the can, does it make a haze?
No. Yep. Yep. I'm glad at my advanced age I can still laugh at 14-year-old humor. Yeah. Oh, what are we doing? Oh, we're still doing a show. Oh, boy.
It's never been better than in the can.
Wow. All right. Well, it's fine.
Beep, 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 beep. Sometimes the can is the answer.
Oh, shit. Oh, I've been looking for that forever, and all of a sudden I inadvertently found it because I'm using a different method tonight. We doing all right?
I'm just trying to think of more inappropriate can references.
Well, save them. Leave me a voicemail.
Talk about beer
and tell me you're driving. Ga, 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 go. It's
pew, pew, pew.
The voicemail segment and podcast segment of the show where you, the listener, get to be on your voice, hear your voice on the show, and you're like, I sound like that? Yes, you sound exactly like that to everybody else. perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. You can record your own voicemail or your own 3-minute podcast, and we'll play it for you. Just send that file right on over and we'll attach the file and we'll play it. Or you could call our traditional Dorktown Network voicemail line 559-492-0542. And let's start with, oh shit, I might be in trouble with I did not figure out my system here. Oh boy. Let's go. Let's start with the voicemails. Start with them emails. We're going to be cool with that. Let's see who's up first.
What's up, guys? Hopefully you get this email voicemail in time. It's Florida Steve. Hey.
We got it in time.
I am chilling.
It's probably for last week.
Maxing and relaxing here in sunny Fort Myers, Florida. Oh, yeah. Fam came out here, and we are taking a family vacation here. The sun is bright.
I heard somebody jump in the pool.
The beer is cold. And I tell you.
Is that Louie?
On the way over here, we stopped at Fort Myers Brewing Company, and we went wild. We stopped for this vacation. We got about two cases.
Listen to Florida, just living the life.
Of product.
COVID-free.
From Fort Myers Brewing. My wife got a whole case of their spiked hard seltzer. Yes, Fort Myers Brewing makes spiked hard seltzer. And you know what? I've tried some of their flavors, and they're not bad. They're pretty good. As for myself, I got a couple of beers. Let's see. We got Eighth Summer IPA, which is IPA made with German hops. Very drinkable, about 4.7%. I also got a strawberry vanilla Berliner Weiss, which is very tasty. And that clocks in at under 5%. Again, very drinkable, especially in the Florida heat. And then the other beer I got is No Nombre, a Mexican lager. And that's about 5%. So, yeah, I got very drinkable stuff. We also got some crowlers of some stuff. The wife got a crowler of something. I'm not sure what it is because, the tap room attendant didn't put down what the beer was. She said, stay safe and have fun in Fort Myers on the crowler. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun here so far. We also finished off a growler of a coconut pineapple pills. Yeah, that was interesting. It smelled like suntan lotion, but drank smooth like a pina colada. It was delicious. We are having fun in the sun, guys. That's all I got. Hopefully you guys get this in time for your next show. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Wear your masks. And check your dates. And keep up the great work. Bye.
Bye.
That's a lot of rules.
Too many rules. Having fun in the Florida sun. Were they still in Florida? I don't know.
What's the pants requirement?
Oh, none.
Oh,
whatever. I mean, there's children. You got to wear something. Lame, dude. Thanks, Florida Steve. Continue on with voicemails. Oh.
What a lead to you be here with shout outs, Holmes. Who's this week's shout out going
out
to?
Who's it going to be?
I know who. The one and only Scotty B. Oh. Scotty B, here's your shout out.
Oh, gee.
Homie, I'm shouting out Scotty B for being an amazing person. This guy goes out of his way to please you emotionally and physically. Physically with beer. Emotionally with his, hey, Chief. You know what's, you know how he does. Everybody knows Scotty B. So Scotty B, shout out to you, homie. My first time out in Fresno, you were the first one to greet me.
He's
an amazing person. You took me under your wing and showed me everything that is Fresno. And I appreciate that about you. Everybody else that has met you has probably taking you and adopted you as like uncle, the dirty uncle, Scotty B, homie. Only so many people know your innuendos when it comes to the way you talk, and it's fun, and I love it, homie. Other people would make me feel uncomfortable. You just make me smile. I understand and I dig your the way you are, and you're an amazing person, Scotty B. So cheers. Shout outs to my boy Scotty B. Chew your beer.
Shout out.
Oh, look. Chew nailed it. Nailed the timing, dude. He's a professional now. Chew's a professional podcaster. We're just
the shout out song exactly 3 minutes.
Yeah, he nailed it. It's a minute 30 ish. And he nailed it. All right. Shout out to Scotty B. Cause he's sick. It's a good shout out show. I enjoy that show. It's a new hot show going around podcasting circles. A lot of people are talking about it in podcasting circles. Yeah. Talking about the shout out show. Gonna lay down, we ain't going nowhere. You can come and give a try. Our bond is our blood and thicker than water. Like cronies never say die.
Oh, cause chew your beer dreams be. And Chew likes to say cheers. What are you about, Chew? You being here jamming on some dirty heads. That's it. I'm on vacation, homie.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying this beer. And the funny thing, it's called vacation. Dirty Heads Vacation collabo with Four Sun Sessional Pineapple Ale, homie. Delicious beer. I've got my wife into craft beer. She's been slowly creeping into my side of the community, that's it. Got her two of these cans about 3 weeks ago. She fell in love with them and she actually crushed these, homie. And then she wanted more. I went back to the bottle shop. They were out of stock. What, you know how it is, Holmes, with craft beer. This shit's always fucking seasonal or allocated and they only get so many. But George pulled some strings for me and got me a fucking case for my girl. Picked it up today. She'll be surprised when she sees it in the fridge. She's got 24, she's got 23 cans because I just had one. And that's how you do it, homie. You find something your girl likes and you shower her with it so you can shower with her with it, if you know what I mean. Hint, hint. Wink, wink. Orale, vato. So, Dirty Heads Vacation, Sessional Ale, Pineapple, Four Sons. Pick it up, homie. Choose barbecue tips, that's it. Quick little tip. When you're done barbecuing, clean your station. Clean up after yourself. Your grill will thank you, homie. You will thank yourself because the next time you want to barbecue, you're ready to go, Holmes. There's nothing else for you to clean. Other than if it's a charcoal grill, obviously you got to let the charcoal cool down before you can get rid of it. But other than that, wipe it down, cover it, keep it clean. A clean station is a happy station, makes a happy chef. And that means more beer for you from the wife, homie. She'll bring you a beer every time you barbecue, and she'll make sure your hand's always full and your tummy beer is full. That's the barbecue tip from Chew, homie. Keep your station clean before and after. Just chew your beer, and all I gotta say is, oh, cause Chew Your Beer drinks beer, and Chew likes to say cheers.
Oh, look at that. He nailed the song again. Oh. Chew your beer. Professional.
He's got lots of time on vacation. What is that sound?
Oh, what is that sound?
I love that means grow. Mikey killed a crowler.
Well, it's Chew on there, so I got to open up a Chew Your Beer donated beer. I believe Chew donated this one. The LIC Beer Project from Queens, New York. Cannon IPA. Cannons IPA. I'm pretty sure this is Chew. Apologize if it's not, but Chew gets real serious about those. Drink those beers fresh, so.
Drink it now.
That's pretty for. Are they sure this is from New York? It's a pretty good kind of West Coast IPA there. All right. It's a good beer.
What?
Well, yeah, thanks, Chew. We're going to continue on with the voicemails. We got, who we got?
Hello, Perfect Pour. Colin, what's happening?
It's Big Dog.
I'm going to need you to go ahead and podcast tomorrow.
Whoa, what was that?
So if you could start around 9, that would be great. Okay.
Don Dillinger.
I'm also going to need you to go ahead and podcast on Sunday. Okay. I've been a little short on culture lately. We sort of need to play catch up.
To play some fire.
Great.
I need my stapler. She said I could have my music at a reasonable volume.
Take a piece and pass it along, Milton.
She said no salt. Well, geez. Office Space.
He's calling us out on the culture. Like,
go check. Anytime we can get
right.
Office Space in there. I'm all for it.
Yeah, no, right. Man, you're gonna ruin my life too.
All right, let's see if I can figure out where the hell to go here now. I'm using a different system. How are we doing? I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My haze approach is working nicely.
Yeah.
I have almost forgotten I'm drinking a hazy beer by leaving it in the can.
Oh, man, what the fuck?
I like to leave it in the can as long as possible.
Oh my gosh, Nick.
All right. Cold transferred from all for purpose.
For 5% off your next podcast if you enter the code cold transferred.
Text 805 truck to 805
truck. Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Oh, beach boop, boop, boop. All right. Thanks for participating. If you left a voicemail on the voicemail line, or wait, what did we play? We played the emails. If you left one on the voicemail line, we'll get it on there next week. Thanks for participating in the show, everyone. I'm looking for, let's get some new voicemail people in there, man.
Wow.
I mean, this is zero disrespect for all our regulars. I love all the regulars. Keep them up. But
all the disrespect? What?
I'm ready for some new voicemail blood. You know what I'm saying? Just saying. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Phil from Phil's Barstool Emporium. I listen to your podcast. Come buy barstools for me.
Oh, it's a good voice now. I'm into that. You can advertise.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for.
Now that we're big times, we're just sponsors all over.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Looking out for beers. Beers get released. We like to dream of new beers. Like any good beer geek, all we care about are new beers. Matt, are you looking out for any beers?
Just looking out for some more North Park.
More North Park. I feel, I don't think they had it at Out of the Barrel when I went in last week. They were out of Humble Sea and maybe out of North Park, but they had some Pier.
Pia.
Just somebody get Matt more North Park, for God's sake.
Some Pier 1 imports?
Somebody. Pier 1.
Nope, they're closed now. No more Pier 1.
Somebody do it now.
You got to go to Cost Plus. No more Pier 1. That's all you're looking out for, North Park?
Yep.
Nick, do you have beers? You want to keep it focused.
Not looking out for?
All right. I'll allow it.
Explain.
I'm not looking out for Figaro Mountain. Okay, oh. Karen.
I understand why you would not look out for that.
They're once again poking fun at Karen's asking for the manager. I'm not a fan of this trend.
I never thought that could be a beer name.
Mm-hmm. Figaro Mountain getting a mention for after a long, long unmentioned in the Perfect Bar.
Yeah. Sadly, that'll probably lead people to buy that beer.
Vogelsang is about to blow up. Get on down there, the Vogelsang.
The what?
That's where Figaro Mountain's at. Right?
Oh.
It's over there in the north, the southern central coast.
What do you know anyway? So yeah, do not seek the Karen. Do not seek the Figaro Mountain.
Not also, do not eat the red rope licorice.
Yeah, we have a bad
red some rope Karens are really good people that don't call the manager and don't call people, you know?
Yeah.
They're just good.
In fact, they'll help you.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, man, nice. I wish there was a Karen around here to help me.
Man, I need a Karen right now.
I use Carol. That's my go-to. Or Joyce.
Joyce.
Carol Baskin, huh? That bitch.
There you go.
I didn't kill my first husband. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Is that all you're looking out for, Nick?
That's what I'm not.
All right. That's what you're not looking out for. Reuben's Brews out of Seattle have a new beer from their Crush series called Oregon Edition. It is a hazy IPA and it is a label buy for me. It's got a cool label. It's got a Mount Hood reflecting off of an imaginary lake. And it's got the 70s style cover color scheme in the backdrop, and then it's all framed by the Oregon State outline. So it's pretty cool. So I was like, that looks pretty. I'll take that can. It's only available in draft around the area, and it's limited can, so it's unlikely I'll see it, but throw it out there anyway. Excuse me. Interborough Spirits and Ales out of Brooklyn, a beer called Primo Remix. This is, again, another label buy because it looks like a kind of like a WD-40 spray paint can. I like the label. But then it's also a Dippa with Mosaic and Citra and Galaxy and Eldorado, sorry. And Mosaic Eldorado. Mosaic Dust. It's got Mosaic Dust in it. So it can't be bad, right? I saw it on craftbeer_and_baseball_cards. One of my more new favorite Instagrams to follow. A couple of Modern Times beers. One called Tiger Billionaire. That's a label buy. And also one called Hedge Witch. Dry hopped double IPA. With staggering amounts of Citra Cryo. An Amarillo.
DDDH?
Yeah. DDDDH. I don't know if it's going to make it up here because it seems like it's one of those brewery releases, but maybe. Wild Leap Brew Company, one called Three Harvest. It's a fresh hop double IPA. Wild Leap actually emailed us as if they might listen to the show. Or I don't know. Their marketing person was just like, oh, this is a craft beer. I'll throw it out. Maybe they'll hit on it.
Google, tell me about beer podcast.
Tell me about beer podcast. I want to know what the sixth best beer podcast is. So, so look out for
one through five didn't league. Answer. Who's number six?
Who's number six? Cool. Perfect. Four. All right. Let's see. Those suckers will do it. Burgeon and Faction Brewing have teamed up what we like to call a collab in the beer industry. Subtle Variants. It's a haze. It's what? Oh no. I'm saying something. Other notes on there. It's a it looks good, okay? It's Burgeon and Faction joining together to make a beer.
That's got to be terrible.
Oh, Burgeon and Faction? Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, God.
No good could come of this.
Ooh, that's going to be bad. And that's some...
All that salt air is making them nuts.
They're getting nuts. Red Card Drinking. Hi, Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd is Matt. Do you recall drinking beer this week?
Beer.
Beer. I'm familiar.
I've been drinking a lot of repeats. Some newer things was I was drinking the Facelift Pale Ale from Tioga.
Oh.
Hitting the spot.
That's a fresh batch of Facelift?
But I also did a small order pickup from Spoke Easy.
Did you online order?
I did.
Were you influenced by their Instagram videos?
Yeah, they're pretty good. I love those guys. They're pretty awesome. Of those beers I picked up, I had a Sierra Nevada Pale. No shocker. They had a relatively fresh batch.
The Sierra Nevada Pale I've been hearing about? Yeah, we have that. Oh, man. A lot of people have been talking about it. Go check it out.
16 ounce cans for $2.50. It's pretty hard to beat.
Yeah. I'm not arguing.
$2.30? What?
$2.50. They had a 16 ounce can of L. Smith IPA. It was pretty fresh.
Wow. It's a fresh.
And it was pretty good. And then I picked up two cans from Urban Roots because this is one I hadn't seen, but it was a double IPA. It was called Guys, Gals, and Nine Non-Binary Pals.
All right.
Whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, those have been some things I've been caught drinking.
Been caught. Be friends caught with him on Untappd. Bearded Brewer 87 rarely rejects friend requests.
I'm drinking an Easy Peasy right now.
Easy Peasy.
I forgot to mention that I opened it.
Come on, dude. Come on. We're trying to do a show here. Be professional.
You had one job.
We'll save the Alpine for next week. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. All right. Give it a proper showcase. Fresh palate.
Okay. Nick, the Nick 80. That's his handle on Untappd. Did you remember to untap anything? I'm gonna bet. I'm putting money down that you did not remember to untap this week.
Wow.
Matt, what would you like to place a bet? Did Nick check into a beer this week?
Two quarters.
50 cents that he did or did not?
Yes.
All right.
If someone gives you 10,000 to 1 odds, you take 10,000 to 1 odds.
I'll take him.
That was Kevin from the office.
If someone gives you 10,000 to 1 odds, you take 10,000 to 1 odds.
There you go.
Creed and Creed and Kevin.
I did untap
the two most underused. Wait, before you do that, Nick.
Okay.
Serious topics talk about.
We got Mikey on a tangent here.
Creed and Kevin, the two most underused Office characters. Prove me wrong.
Really? Underused why?
They're just underused. Like, I mean, you could say, well, they're perfectly used because I've never had enough Creed nor Kevin. So I guess you could say, well,
there's more character development.
There needs to be more Creed and Kevin stuff. I mean, the Jim and Pan stuff is fine, but it's like too much.
Mm-hmm.
Give me more side characters.
Are separately or are these two working together?
No. I just need them more integrated in the show. More jokes. Now, who's your most underrated? Who do you think's the most underrated Office character, Matt?
It's hard to pick.
Michael Scott's underused.
Michael Scott. They barely use him.
Each season has its own underdog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can't really pick one.
Do you have one, Nick?
My first thought was Daryl, the warehouse guy.
Yep. Yeah, sure.
But I'm going to say Aaron.
Later on, they use him quite a bit.
Later season receptionist.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's hot.
Kimmy Schmidt?
Yeah, Kimmy Schmidt. Yeah.
Every time I see her now, it's just like, you have Kimmy Schmidt in your office. It's Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
I'm like, is this
you guys even know what you have right now? Yeah.
Is that Kimmy Schmidt before she went into the bunker? Or is this after? Yep. This is after she went into the bunker.
This is after she reemerged back into society. Uh-huh. She became a receptionist.
So much good stuff at the Office. It has been the most watched show over the past like 10 years is The Office.
Ooh, more than Friends.
It's just constantly. Ooh, yeah, that's true. Friends might win out somehow.
Maybe we should judge that after The Office has been on as long as Friends.
Yeah.
What was that boss's name? It was
Robert California.
Yes.
or the one Will Ferrell's character.
Between David Wallace.
Every boss is like a heavy hitting actor.
And Robert California. Between those two, like polarizing, like just kind of out there in the ether.
I just always the only problem with The Office is like this is there's a lot of people working for this little paper company in Scranton, New York. This is a small city. They don't need this many people for a little paper company. It's like a 2-3 people operation max. But okay.
Whoa, you saying you could sell more paper by yourself than a whole office?
Yeah.
Some tough words.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Got ourselves a Dwight Schrute over here.
Dwight Schrute, best salesman. Way better than Jim.
Way better.
What about...
Baltz.
Baltz. Outside sales dude. What's his name? I forget it.
The witch dude?
It's not Champ.
He played Champ in Anchorman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, him. Comes in all abrasive and inappropriate.
Yes.
So we're banging this girl. And I says... That's pretty much all the stories begin with that.
Yeah.
Wait, do I have... Oh, man, maybe I have this. Maybe I have this since... Or I'm working with a different system here. Yeah!
There it is.
All right. Now we're back. Nick, what were you saying about your cod drinking this week?
I did 2 untaps this week.
Yeah. Oh, I lost money.
You lost the money.
I lost 50 cents to Matt, I think.
Yep. So,
damn it.
For last Friday.
I'll Venmo you in the morning, Matt.
Yeah. 50 cents. Sir, we charge 75 cents.
50 cents, okay?
Transfer anything under a dollar.
Whatever. We charge $5. If you're going to transfer something under a dollar, we're going to have to charge you $5.
We'll charge you $5.
Go ahead.
I always hated those convenience stores where they're like, oh, it's under $5. We'll have to charge you 33 cents. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't plan on returning here.
Because at some point one person said, what the hell is this 33 cents? And they had to go through a whole explanation. So now everybody after that, they're like, I'm going to have to charge you 33 cents. There you go. What were you drinking, Nick?
Beer.
Beer.
Beer. Dwayne's World IPA from Alvarado.
Alvarado.
It's powder time. Street. It's excellent.
It's a Nelson IPA, in case you're wondering.
Swing.
I left it in the can, so I don't know if it was hazy or not. Don't even ask, because you're not going to get the answer.
Yeah, like in the can, man.
It's in the can.
I was trying to do a Garth. I don't have a Garth, so. I tried.
I had a West Ease, also from Alvarado.
About my God.
West Coast IPA.
Oh, yeah, they're from the West Coast.
Oh, yeah.
We're from the West Coast.
Those are my unique beers for the week.
Those are my uniques.
Did you say which two you checked into?
Maybe. Listen this Friday to find out.
Ooh. Oh, I can't wait. Do you guys listen? You listen to
the
show?
Is it a teaser if I tease it after I said it? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I listen. Okay. Sometimes I can't stand it and I turn it off. I'm like,
this sounds like shit. I can't do it.
How many radios have you gone through because you couldn't stand it playing?
I'm listening to a podcast on my phone, and I get frustrated by how the podcast sounds. I throw a random radio across the room.
You throw a radio.
Fucking shit! Ugh. Fuck!
Reg is like, dude, I just bought that.
I just bought that, man. Dude, that's property of the company we work for, man.
Man.
Whatever, dude. Are you going to squeal on me? You going to squeal on me?
Michael.
You fucking snitch?
Michael. Why do you have to do this every time we go out?
Let's see. What was I drinking this week on Untap?
Your Snapchat listeners don't care.
Maybe I should check my Snapchat feed. Maybe I can get a little better sense of what I was drinking.
Find out what beers Mikey was drinking while polishing his light bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, snap this. Polish up my light bars.
Is Mikey a turtle wax guy or an armor all guy?
That's turtle wax. Turtle wax guy.
No, he likes mothers.
Mothers. Mothers. I'm going to wax my car. Going to wax it really, really good. Mother!
Hi, welcome to AutoZone. Can I help you find something today? I'm looking for some wax. Oh, any kind in particular?
Mother! Wow. I need that power ball.
I was drinking, guys, in case you don't know, we're still doing a show.
I think this is my new favorite bit.
I had another Trek crossover beer from Tioga Sequoia. It was gluten-free. Ooh.
Wow.
It's a good early day drinking beer. It's a good one to get you started. Like, all right, the day has begun. That was alcohol. Yeah. I'm good.
Wait. Day drinking?
Day drinking.
What time?
No, it's still after 3. I'm still keeping to that. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
More for I just get busy and then I'm like, oh shit, yeah, it's 3. I can just drink. But I've been keeping up with that after 3, wait till 3, and I've been problem free. Wait till 3, problem free. Also have what you had, Nick, the Westies from Alvarado Street.
Did you get yours out of the barrel?
Yeah, out of the barrel. I made my own 4-pack at out of the barrel.
Out of the barrel.
At 11:05 a.m. on a Saturday. They were barely, wow. She hadn't even gotten like the pay system set up yet. She's like, Whoa. I might have been the first actual customer of the day.
Did she call you Bud? Hey, bud.
Bud. Whoa. You're in here to buy beer? Sorry, Bud.
You know, this is just like a courtesy, right?
We don't actually open. Yeah, we just say we're open at 11. We're not actually open at 11.
I'm going to start drinking.
You said 11.
Also from Topa Topa Brewing Company Spectro. IPA. It's in New England. It's got, I like the Topa Topa.
Topa Topa.
Oh, and this one was super excellent. This is also from out of the barrel. Citra Tactics from Urban Roots. A double New England. Ooh, that was a damn good beer. I think I might have rated it. I rated it. It was a really good beer, and I still just gave it a 4.5. Still 4.5. Still room to impress me. No fives
will be given this year.
Nope, no fives. Guess what? 2020, no fives this year.
I had the DDH. Do you even zombie, bro? New Glory.
Man, what?
Yeah, it's a really good beer. I'll suggest that as well. And also, from the market, I bought this Reno as Fuck. It's got a cuss word on the label. They're right there in the market. This nice, you know, market. It's sort of geared to order an older clientele. And there's just this big Reno as Fuck label just sitting there for everyone to see with their children and their grandmas and grandpas. Oh, revision. Hopaway Beach from New Glory Brewing Company. That was a delicious IPA. I'm going to highly suggest that one. I had Pliny the Elder from Russian River Bunk. Yeah, I went crazy, man. I got singles.
How?
It was a singles weekend. I got singles from Out of the Barrel.
You're going to put that 10% off.
Singles from Out of the Barrel and singles from the market. I don't know if she gave me 10% off or not. They don't have the little six-pack holders anymore, so I was like, well, hope she gives me the 10% off. I'm not going to pay attention.
You know this is 6 beers, right?
Hey,
you
know this is 6 beers, so...
You
know what to do. I need that $1.50 off, okay?
Yeah.
Soft Tones from Alvarado Street. It's almost like
I'm getting one for free, right?
Right. Like, just tell me, getting like what Coors Light for free with the 6-pack.
So I found out that Whole Foods will now deliver to you.
Ooh. Yeah. They're part of Amazon, beer. Dude. Oh, I didn't know that.
So you can get Pliny delivered to you by Whole Foods.
Wow. Did you try it?
I'm going to.
All right. Next week. Tune in next week.
$35 order minimum, but yeah.
All right.
You could have it delivered to your house, even including cold items.
Cold.
Oh, I saw them. I saw them packing cold bags last Sunday.
You saw them.
I have not
been in the Whole Foods since the outbreak.
Wow.
Is it like pretty calm in there now that they limit the amount of people in there? It's like all pretty mellow in there.
Yeah, if you get in, sorry, there's cat just clawed me. if you can get in, it's actually pretty mellow. It's pretty clean, pretty safe.
Yeah.
No olive bar, no hot bar, no cold bar, no salad bar.
So sad. It's probably the
everything's prepackaged.
Probably the saddest part of
pre-packed
this cover.
Items.
Prepacked only. Hey, prepacked only.
Okay, man. You're just over there looking at the bar and stuff, and some Whole Foods guy comes grazing up to you and is like, hey, prepacked only, man. Okay.
No more grazing.
Okay.
Graze the hot bar.
Yeah, no more grazing. Can't just try. No more samples, buddy.
Okay,
no
man.
No samples.
I understand. I understand the method.
Well, so, just letting you know. Okay. Just like some wine. Check out the cheese samples? Bar. Cheese bar is fine.
It's not.
Get all the cheese
you want. Cheese bar is open.
Cheese bar is open. All kinds of cheese. Breads. All kinds of breads. That's safe.
Where are we? What's happening?
Prepacked menu.
Whole Foods. It's still open. Whole Foods.
It's fine. They're there.
It's fine. They're there. They're still making money. Bezos still has money. He'll deliver it to you, Pliny, if you want. He can do
and
wherever,
make money.
Yeah. He can do wherever the hell he wants. He's Jeff Bezos.
Here's 10% off.
I just charged you 20%.
I just charged you 20% more. 10% off, 20% or more. Wait, what? I gotta get one more beer to finish off the show.
Boom.
I think it's expected.
Cheers. It's the end of the show.
Boy, all the listener beers were Imperials, so I had to go ahead and just get a personal beer.
Wow.
Wow.
I love gold!
From New Glory Brewing Company, Gummy Worms.
Good, solid go-to.
Yep. And that had a right, nice date. I was going to buy a beer for myself. I'm like, nah, that's cool. But it was packaged only like a week ago. So I was like, oh, come on, man. I have to respect the packaging date. cheers. Matt, do you have some cheers?
Just cheers out to the people that are still supporting small breweries in their local area.
That's right. Still out there showing up, getting what they can. If you got a kegerator, get some kegs, man. I imagine you guys just have like a crap ton of kegs sitting around.
So in March, we completely stopped making kegs. And it wasn't until June that we started making kegs again. But things kind of closed. So we stopped making kegs again. So it's definitely interesting. We have some things, but I've definitely had some people hit me up and they're like, hey, do you have this? And I was like, no.
No, I do not.
And which is why I think we talked about it last week. That's contributed some of the can shortages. People aren't doing draft.
Right. Uh-oh.
I love gold.
That was a late open. I'll do late opens. You guys traditionally don't.
Ooh.
What was that?
Technically, I've only had one show beers episode, so I
opted for a second.
All right. I think it's a wise move.
This is an oatmeal porter from Hen House in Sonoma County.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That was from the Out of the Barrel, wasn't it?
Was. I bought that when I bought Westies.
Westies. Do you always make your own four pack, or do you go with like one beer four pack?
Luckily, it's easy for me because they only have like three West Coast IPAs ever. So I usually buy those three plus one stout or porter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's solid.
What do you like? I like clear. Clear beers. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of hazy in there. But yeah.
Yeah.
Can you fix that?
Yeah. We only had one 4-pack and we sold it.
We bought one 4-pack of non-hazy. It's gone.
Great. Bottle logic once again, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. So that's your cheers.
Who's?
That was Matt's cheers. Nick.
Oh, Matt did cheers?
Matt did cheers. Nick, what's your cheers?
Wow. I don't know what's happening.
Many things are happening.
We'll get some new followers on Instagram for some reason.
What the hell is their problem?
Yeah. Are they late to the party? Great. And now it's not coming up.
At Perfect Port Pod on social medias, including Instagram.
Instagram, Crafty Ale Enthusiast. Uh-oh. Cheers to Louie.
Louie is mad of a thing. Producer Becky's on it. Producer Becky is
get him
in the studio.
Get that, Louie.
What was it? We got some new Instagrammers, followers.
Yeah. Crafty Ale Enthusiast. Hoppy Hour Hops. The Beer Dork. Craft Beer Muse. Beer Dunes.
Beer Dunes?
Beer Dunes.
Let's go out to the Beer Dunes this weekend, man.
Beer Dunes.
Oh, yeah. Let's bring the campers and go out to the Beer Dunes.
Yeah. Boozy Brit. There you go. On all Tappers.
Right. Cheers.
Instagram. Yeah. Get it.
Get it. Well, cheers to our Golden Gods. Again, I can't stress this enough. They're super cool. They give us the monies, the $5 or more they give us. And on the Patreons, and we highly appreciate it. Just to be, I'm counting all these updates. I was just to be clear. We just upped our mailbox for the next 6 months because of the Golden Gods. So if you want to send us some stuff. On the send some beer, send some whatever. We still got that UPS store, all because of the Golden Gods. Donate money to the show. Ready to go. So thanks, guys. Patreon.com/perfectpour if you want to be a Golden God as well. And cheers to Alvarado Street because they actually put something in their stories that I posted of like I'm drinking this Alvarado Street, and they're like they put it in their stories, so that's a good social media.
Mine in their stories.
Oh well, I guess yours wasn't pretty enough.
Damn it!
You got to make it pretty. They want to feature you. Did you tag them properly?
No, I did not.
See, they don't know. They don't know everything.
They just know. They just know.
Also, cheers to MP Barbs, the Reggie 559. Everyone that read Drinkin' and Thinkin' last week, I released a new issue of Drinkin' and Thinkin' over the past weekend. So thanks to everyone that subscribed.
I clicked the link. I saw it, okay?
So if you're wanting to subscribe to a beer newsletter, look in the show notes there. You can click it and subscribe. And thanks, everyone, for talking about the show and sharing it on your own social media. That's how we, that's the only way we can grow, man, is you talking about it, really. There's nothing beats word of mouth, word of beer mouth. And since nobody can get together now, you got to do it over your own social media. Just plaster your face, all your relatives' Facebook pages, just plaster links to the Perfect Boar.
That's what they want.
You got to listen to this. These guys are amazing, man. You won't believe it.
Not.
Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show and
yeah,
all the things. You're are welcome. We good? How are you all good? How's that new beer you opened, Nick?
It's cold.
All right. That's good.
I wish I had my glass now. I'm not. I don't want to drink this
one. Now you're not straight out of the can guy anymore.
Yeah. Huh? I want my, I want to see it.
I lasted about 10 days. Now you're like, nah, I'm going to go ahead and go and get a glass.
Yeah. I'll just go back to the glass.
Honey, I need a glass. Oh, what happened to straight out of the can guy? Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah. He's only shows up when the hazies are around.
Only when hazies. I want to see how terrible it looks. Pouring a glass.
We're still personal beer gardening in the front yard.
Fridays.
Every Friday.
If you know where Nick is, go.
That's right.
Roll on by on Fridays. Check him out. See what he's up to.
Let me hear your stories. See what kind of cheese
plate? What kind of cheese plate he's got out set out?
Oh man, it's not always cheese plates. Sometimes it's Mexican snacks.
Oh, so
what would those Corona.
Be? Oh, okay.
Casa Corona snack trays,
yeah.
Mini burritos.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
You had me at party tray.
Oh.
Yeah.
You had sampler. It varies, man. Do you get the sampler? Varies. The Corona That's right, sampler? Yeah. Yeah, I get
Old
that sampler.
Tacos.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You get quesadillas. You get,
mini burritos.
Yeah, actually, they're, chicken, I get chicken. Chimichangas. They're little chimichangas.
I didn't know it was an option.
Well, it's in there, dude. Get in there.
No, we get mini bean burritos, man.
Oh, no, dude. You can get the chicken chimichangas. Come on, man.
Wow. That's secret menu shit.
Yeah, let me call in your order next time, dude.
Wow.
I don't think you're ordering right. Just let me know. I'll call it in. I'll get you hooked up.
Yeah. Then we walk down to Mama Mia's and get a pizza. It's good.
After your Casa sampler. I'm ready for a pizza now.
That's right. We're getting ripped, man. We need some calzone.
You miss that Bullard Liquors.
Order the calzone.
You miss that Bullard Liquors being closed, don't you?
Oh, that'd be neat for a midnight run.
Man, it's tough. Damn. You've got no beer options on your walk.
Can't get some lukewarm.
Get it. Well, you could cross Bullard and go over to the 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. Perfect.
They got Denogonizer over there. And
Situation.
Uh-huh. Just walk into 7-Eleven and go, situational, huh? Situational night.
Situation.
I'm in a situation here. Gonna get some situational beer. What we got? Give me a slippy and a little situational beer.
Yep. I ain't drunk and I got money. What you got?
What you got? Hot dogs. How long been the hot dogs been rolling on?
What's on the rolling menu?
Woo wee. Yeah.
Some rolled chicken egg rolls.
Thanks, everyone. Yeah, Matt?
No, post show talk.
Damn it. Good. Oh, great.
It must be rolled food segment.
Yep. I got some real rolled food stuff to talk about.
What's the rolling food topic?
Well, all right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you have a great week.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Okay.
Have fun.
Oh.
Check your dates. Mask it or casket, bro.
Wow.
Whee! Beep, beep.
Wait, when they say you can't take it with you, they're not talking about beer, right?
They are not. You cannot drink beer in your coffin.
Damn.
Like to end the show in a dark note.
Yeah. We loved it in the show in a dark
note. Yeah. But that's it for the whole week.